If approved, the ballot measure would end the exemption from the borough's 6% sales tax. That's been in place since 1980. It would be replaced with an annual check for seniors who can show they're on other kinds of food, housing, or health care assistance. Borough residents 65 and older would have to apply each year for a check of $300 for an individual or $450 for a couple, and that money would be theirs to spend as they please. Incumbent Nancy Strand joined the rest of the Assembly this year in deciding to send the question to voters. She wondered if a needs-based program should be extended to all ages, and she questioned the size of the proposed rebate, thinking it had a better chance of passing with a lower check amount. The 73-year-old Strand says she uses the exemption on Tuesdays, but not for items she considers a luxury.
I like the idea of an income-based requirement. And, of course, residency is excellent, but it's quite a drain on collection of resource. So I think that probably it's going to ultimately go the way of many good ideas.
In 2014, voters did agree to limit the exemption only to borough residents. Another candidate and former city councilor, Bill Tremblay, is a year away from being eligible for the exemption, but he's in favor of ending it.
I feel like in my retirement income that I'm doing okay. I know that I'm probably, with that, I don't want to cut the revenue short to the community, considering we seem to have an aging community.
Other candidates are coming down on the other side. At 31, Taylor Norheim is decades from qualifying for the exemption, but he's leaning toward voting no and says he has a couple problems with the measure.
You're asking a bunch of our elderly citizens. I mean, 65 is not elderly, but, you know, the older ones, 90, 80, they don't get around very well. So now they have to go somewhere and sign up for a card every single year. Right now it's, I'm pretty sure the tax exemption is voluntary, isn't it? So
yeah.
If they wanted to help out, say we need more money from just buying things around town, they can just not say I'm tax exempt and pay that tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's totally voluntary.
Even if voters decide to keep the exemption, there will be an annual application process for the sales tax exemption card. The Assembly voted in February to charge an annual $100 fee for that card while creating a waiver for the fee for low-income seniors, and that's set to take effect in January. 72-year-old former Assembly member Bob Lynn says the exemption needs to change, but he doesn't think the proposed program is the way to go. He's a no vote.
I will say that I think that, you know, the seniors particularly, and I'll use myself as an example, could I do without it? Absolutely. But there comes a point when I think that there's a need there, and I think that needs to be taken care of, and I'm not convinced in my own mind that the ballot measure here does that at this point.
Lynn says he thinks other options need to be looked at for changing the exemption. Mark Martinson, just 7 years from qualifying, is a solid no on the measure, and he questions the number of exemption cards given by the borough.
Now, if you take this number, they're throwing around about 200 exemption cards. Or 600, excuse me, that's 20%. That's the same as Florida. Now, if you go to the same census, there are 347 people in this town that are over 65. I've counted them up three times. It still comes out with the same number. So there's 20, that's 11.5%, under 12. There's 12 states that in the U.S. are like that.
Martinson's right on the percentage from the 2010 census count. People in the community 65 and older that year numbered 369, or the equivalent of 11.5%. But estimates from the Alaska Department of Labor say that's changed dramatically in just 7 years, now numbering 573 people, or more than 18% of the community. And that number is forecast to continue growing as the baby boom generation reaches retirement age. State projections have Petersburg hitting a peak of 28% at 65 and older by the year 2032. That's one of the highest in the state and would be well above the state average. The state bases its estimates on permanent fund dividend check applications. And the 573 estimated for the current senior population is very close to the number of senior tax card exemptions issued by the borough. Still, Martinson wants to hear more of a discussion of cutting spending.
And we have all this, you know, raising revenues, all this stuff. And I have not yet heard a serious discussion about where we're going to cut. I mean, for a town of 3,000, we've got a lot going on as far as government and spending. And, well, I don't see what more we can build.
Other attempts to end or sunset the senior exemption have been voted down overwhelmingly. A yes vote would end it. A no vote would keep the status quo. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.